This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, which will have the bigger television audience tonight, the presidential debate or the baseball playoffs? But first, every year, countless Africans escape war and poverty in their countries by immigrating illegally into Europe. But Moroccans who want to go don't even have to leave the continent. There are two enclaves on the Moroccan coast that belong to Spain, keeping illegal immigrants from entering these two enclaves, called Ceuta and Meata, has become an increasingly difficult task. We have this report now from Jerome Sokolowski.
A group of men are lugging jugs of water up Mount Gurugu near the border with Melilla. They're headed for the city of plastic tents on a barren hillside where hundreds of sub-Saharan Africans have camped out. Below them on the coast is a prosperous town with wedding cake architecture and an elegant beach promenade surrounded by 7 miles of barbed wire. It's Melilla, Spanish sovereign territory and technically part of the European Union.
Very miserable life.
18-year-old Cato Moore left his university studies in Sierra Leone and traveled 2,000 miles here. He sees no future for himself in his war-ravaged homeland. Moore and his friends have made repeated attempts to get into Melilla.
A lot of times. If I try...
When you get inside there, they bring you out.
They bring you out after much beating. They beat you and still bring you out.
According to Melilla police, 5 years ago, there were 478 attempts by illegal immigrants to get over the fence. So far this year, there have already been more than 41,000. Melilla's entire population is just 60,000. Along its land border, the fence is being doubled in height to 18 feet, but the immigrants know that if they can scale it and sneak past the night vision cameras, motion sensors, and the border guards, they are as good as in. Moore and the others know Morocco won't take them back, and Spanish expulsion procedures can drag on indefinitely.
I know that God will see me through one day. I know one day God will see me, because a lot of my friends are there already.
In the control room of the Melilla Border Police Force, there are dozens of black and white TV screens, each showing a section of fence. An alarm goes off just as the commander of the contingent shows a video of a recent night when hundreds of people rush the fence.
This is a salto masivo de unos...
Lieutenant Alfredo Canduela says his officers were outnumbered by the immigrants' human wave tactics. The video shows police frantically firing rubber bullets through the fence. Despite their efforts, a number of people reportedly slip past the guards. Canduela gets into his patrol car for a drive to the frontier. On the way, he talks about how much he misses his old job in an urban crime investigation unit back on the Spanish mainland.
No.
When you turn them away, they look you in the eye with an expression that says, "Why can't I come in? I only want to be able to feed myself." You can imagine that I don't sleep easily.
At the border, the lieutenant steps out of the vehicle and walks over to a pile of makeshift ladders hewn from tree branches. Canduela says he's seen thousands of these ladders used by the immigrants to scale the fence. On the fence, shreds of torn clothing hang from the concertina coils. Spanish media have dubbed this the country's third world fence. In Madrid, Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero has blamed the previous government for the extent of illegal immigration in Spain. He wants an amnesty for all those who are already in the country and hold regular jobs. But his plans to halt further immigration are less clear. And the opposition says the amnesty will make Spain even more of a magnet for immigrants. The government's top official in Melilla, José Fernández Chacón, plays down the extent of the problem in the enclave.
Hay millones que en Europa que entran ilegalmente o que están ilegalmente en Europa, ¿no?
There are millions who have entered or who are in Europe illegally. Here we are talking about very small numbers. What happens is you notice the pressure more because this is a small place.
That pressure is not about to die down. On the other side of the border, Cato Moore and his friends aren't planning to leave. They say they're prepared to spend the rest of their lives trying to get into Melilla. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski.